Much of what we know about the Victorian language comes from old photographs. But if you look at those photographs, you get a very slanted, distorted view of what the place was like. There's a book published by John Thompson released in the 70s called Street Life in London. Look at the ordinary working class people in those photographs, and they seem to be somehow strange, alien beings. They are from the East End, but they might as well be from the Far East. But the camera lens becomes a kind of barrier rather than a window onto the world. What may seem easy to do is to try and address that problem by looking at the custom mongers and the street life, the street musicians, the beggars, the thieves, the prostitutes, all the people who could be seen on the streets of London, but they were still nameless, they were faceless, they were voiceless. Or even if they were heard, like the street runners yelling out their wares, the thought was they had nothing else that was worth listening to. But maybe he realised that that was wrong. He wanted to investigate what their lives were like, what their dreams were, what they ate, what their pets looked like, what kind of money they had to spend, everything about them that made him just as interesting as the middle class readers who were going to pick up his journal. Where they lived, in the poor districts of London, working towards what is the dark areas, as you could think of, they were the shadowy side of London, the secret stone of the public place of London. And most people simply didn't visit them. If they did visit it, it was only vicariously through the page, never like Oliver Twist, for instance, published in the 1830s, described places like Jacob's Island in Bermondsey, which was an extraordinary slum that was full of settled pools where cholera used to breed, and with people dressed in rags who could barely scrape the crust of bread together from underneath the neck. And Jacob's Island also appeared in the very first thing that Moby wrote for the newspaper, the Morning Chronicle. The Morning Chronicle was a campaigning liberal newspaper that realised that one of the major problems that London faced was the spread of cholera. It was important to everyone because cholera could spread from poor areas to richer areas. And maybe quite enough how it spread to think you knew that you weren't safe no matter where you were. Moby was sent to Bermondsey to this place called Jacob's Island to investigate. And he produced this extraordinary piece of writing that, for the first time perhaps, made people realise not just that cholera was a menace, but also that the people who were at the far end of this suffering were just like anybody else, they were real people. What Moby's report did was it brought them alive. Moby's readers confront the fact that these people were just like them, that they had the same dreams and hopes and fears as anybody else.